Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Oh, man, are we already back? Weren't we just on break, Bogman?
We are back.
Holy cow. Welcome back.
We are back.
This is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Chris Welsh. Thank you very much. That is Scott Bogman. He thanks you as well.
And we're getting Doug back.
He's back. He's Doug.
We, on Friday, Bogman and I went and saw John Wick 3. We will give no details away because on July 1st on our Patreon, we,
well, there are guns involved.
I don't know if it's July 1st. Yeah, there are guns. It's right around then because we did the secret show on July 1st. Yeah, like the first week in July. That is the movie that we're breaking down. We did two movie breakdowns a month. The show might be coming back probably when Watchmen happens. And we just do our comedy shows, blah, blah, blah. You don't care. But Bogman is known to just despise Keanu Reeves. And you were forced into it because you had set the stage. You had, you know, you'd set the parameters. I'm not buying a ticket. And also, I'm not going if I'm just get a ticket bought. I need snacks and food. And that happened. Our Venmo was lit up and food and tickets were purchased. And you and I went and saw John Wick 3. And much to my delight, we have this kind of thing going on. Just no people in the theaters. It's just my favorite thing, owning the theater.
Yeah, it was pretty good. No one else in the theater except for you and me, so we could do our Mystery Science ITL 3000 again. So that was fun. So, but like you said, no details. I won't give my grade out here on this show.
No. Or Bogman has a one-liner from this movie that, I mean, it's.
Tough. I said to you in the middle of the movie, too, and you could not stop laughing.
Let me tell you something. I couldn't stop laughing. Bogman was audibly laughing at himself. I stopped and he was still going. Like, you laughed for 2 to 3 minutes straight.
I think I laughed because you were laughing so hard. It was one of those where it's like contagious. Yeah. And then I just like, I got it in me. And I just couldn't get it out.
Yeah, but you couldn't even quietly laugh. You were just audibly laughing out loud.
It was a good line. So
it was a great line. So we had so much fun, if you will. Always good to drop a so much fun line. Officially, and I feel like I should have a meter for this. Officially, I have now seen the stupidest thing that baseball has ever attempted to do. And that's a big statement. Baseball
suspend Josh Donaldson?
Nope, they do lots of stupid things.
Can't suspend a man with that hair.
Nope, they allow umpires to tweet about players. They don't let people on the internet share their videos so their product is good. They don't pay their players in the minor leagues. I mean, any other dumb thing? They do lots of dumb things. There's more, but
if you're going to talk about umpires again, please only talk in hashtags.
Hashtag tweet, hashtag disappointed. I didn't think we could go a whole nother step, but baseball said, Welsh, here, hold my beer, because it was announced on, I think, Thursday that MLB had approved the Tampa Bay Rays to explore splitting their team with Montreal for half of the year. So literally what they're saying, the first half of the year, they could be Tampa Bay Rays. The second half of the year, the team would move. They would go to Montreal and they would literally play in two different cities, Bogman.
And would they be so I kept seeing the stuff for this and I was like, this is ridiculous. This is just
it's almost like a parody. Like I felt like I was Skip Bayless and that guy talking about James Harden's man boobs. I thought that was happening to me when I read this story. I was like, wait, what? Like, wait, so this isn't even a state in the U.S. that's close to This is out of the U.S. And this isn't even Puerto Rico or somewhere close.
It's not close at all.
It's Bogman, I tweeted, I don't understand this. There's no financial similarities. Florida has no state tax. Canada, I was about to say Canadian. Canada uses a different dollar. People don't want to play in Canada because of the dollar sometime.
Yeah.
How would that work? Tax, right? How would the climate's it completely doesn't. Different? They're different states. They're different money. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's not even the half of it, dude. I mean, what happens when the team makes the playoffs, right? Do they play their playoff games in Montreal? Do they play them in Tampa?
You know what I wish MLB would have done? Tampa is going to be an AL team when they're Tampa, but they'll be an NL team when they're in Montreal. Let's just throw that in.
Where are they going to play in Montreal? Are they going to redo the whole Olympic Stadium and all that stuff? Because that place was a total dump and they had no money to fix it. So there's that. What are the fans going to do? If you're in Tampa, why do you support this team at all, knowing that they're going to ship up and move out for the entire second half of the season? So you get 40 games. And Montreal gets 40 games. And also how they split up I'm thinking of basketball schedules. You get 81 games, you know, that's so dumb. I don't understand any of that. And then how do the players make it work? Do you live in Tampa Bay for half the time? Do you live in Montreal? What about the media people? Because media people are normally covering their local team. So they're living in town. No one goes to, I shouldn't say no one, I'm sure someone somewhere does, but no one usually moves to a certain town to cover a team for the, you know, 7-8 months of the year that they're going to be covering them and then move away. So how does that get done? You know, there's so many logistical questions that go into this decision, which is still one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. To be honest, I think it would be better if you just had a barnstorming team. Like a team that just like the Harlem Globetrotters that never play in Harlem. They just go and play whatever team is around the country. How about
just give it to Montreal. Tampa Bay doesn't want it. I had Tampa Bay because that's what I said at the end of my tweet, by the way. I was like, someone please explain this to me. And then, of course, someone actually tried to do it when it was more rhetorical because I don't care about your answer. Like someone's trying to find a way.
Sir, I don't care about your answer. Sir,
this is a Wendy's. I don't need your response. I don't need any of that. Like, let me see if I can even find it between all of my tweets.
None of this is real. I understand that it's real. What I'm saying is none of this will ever happen. This is a ploy to get the city of Tampa to build them a new stadium, and what they want.
And we're not stupid. And I had people saying that, and I was like, I know, I need to put this out in the world that this is almost me losing $100 saying how stupid this idea is.
Dumb is it?
I get what they're doing. Phoenix Suns did this where they were going to we're going to go to Vegas. And then, no, we want to stay, but we need all this money. Like, I get what the ploy is. But for baseball to even allow this conversation is hysterically stupid. This is the guy, by the way, who was trying to explain it to me. He goes, one, these teams play in different states every week. Okay. Words I can't say. Thanks. All right, buddy. I get that. Okay. I'm not going to respond. Adding Quebec doesn't change the tax accounting much. Oh, really? When their residency for half of the year is in Canada and the other is in Tampa with no state tax? Explain that to me. Do they get to pick one? They just get to pick one. Okay, then they're going to pick Tampa. Okay.
Well, the players get taxed based on what state they're playing in. The game in. So you get paid based on where your physical game is.
So half of their money is going to, a quarter. What is it? Yeah. A quarter of their money is going to be tax free.
And then the other quarter, getting half tax free and the other quarter is now, you know, in Canada. So
two, when Canada lose gains teams, it's always due to FX rates. I think he's talking about like the dollar rates. He's saying the Canadian dollar, Expos, Nordics, Jets move south. Stronger Canadian dollar,
Silver?
Thrashers move north.
I feel
north.
Like there's so much Canadian stuff in here that this has to be Rob
Silver. It's all nonsense. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about any of the details. I don't care if people like it. It's the, in my mind, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Why would anybody get behind teams that are split? No one wants this. Does anybody want divorced parents? Do you want to spend Christmas in one
Yay,
house?
Two Christmases.
This like isn't kid, two Christmases.
The little brats in, what do you call it? I want to say Need for Speed. What was the Will Ferrell racing movie?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, that. Bob,
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights. Thank you. Thank
that
you
for derailing.
Yeah, because neither one of us could pull the stupid movie. But like,
yay, two Christmases.
It's still, this is where I really lose it. It's not like they said, let's pick somewhere close. You know, let's pick a state nearby. Let's go move these guys over to New Orleans. You know, maybe there's a cultural similarity. Or, like I said before, I don't know, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, something like that. Like, let's do that. No, let's go to Montreal. Splitting teams is so horrifically horrible for everybody, for the fan base, for every element of baseball. It is astonishing that baseball would even consider something like this, even when it's clearly a power move for Tampa to get their bullcrap together.
Well, and the mayor of Tampa Bay, or I guess St. Petersburg, said that I have to approve this. And I will never, ever approve it. So nobody has to worry about this actually going through. He said that they are contracted to play in the stadium through 2024. And I will not be letting them leave that at all, even a little bit. So they will be sticking with Tampa. This is not a real thing that's going to happen. You know, this is something that you start talking about when your contract is up. But they got another four seasons after this one. To play in Tampa Bay in that stadium, and they're not going to be let out of it. So I don't know. It's just, I get the idea of we are doing so terrible here and they are the laughing stock. Like, you know, Miami just got a brand new stadium and their team is so bad, so they barely get anybody in there. But you know, if the Marlins are good, the people will fill that stadium up. Like they just will. They have some of the best TV numbers and all that stuff. Just nobody wants to go support a team that, you know, duped their local government into paying for a stadium and then immediately sold all the players that they had just signed.
There's only one good thing that came out of this. The only good thing that came out of this was the Tampa Montreal combined team name thread that Cespedes Family Barbecue put out. It's literally the only thing that came out. So do you have a favorite, by the way?
I didn't look at it. I haven't heard any of them.
Okay, I'm going to read you off a couple, and then I'm going to give you mine. Because I think mine was very strong, but I didn't get love for it. So let's see. At the top, you have the Bi-City Diplomats. That was Cespedes's. I think that's horrible. A very common one, the Tampa Bay A's.
Tampa Bay A's.
That's pretty good. This is a pretty good one. Sacre Bleu.
Yeah.
The Dome Boys is horrifically stupid, but 200 people like that, so I'm not really sure I understand that.
Are you serious?
The International Snowbirds, also a horrifically awful name, but a lot of people liked it.
And wouldn't you be playing in Tampa when it's hot and in Montreal when it's cold, by the way?
Something like that. This one, actually speaking to that, someone said the polar opposites, like polar and then opposites, so I actually really like that one.
All right.
Our boy Dan Fu said the polyamorous. That was his.
Every single game is brought to you by the show Big Love on HBO.
The Brandon Warren, who covers I think the Twins, follows me, Bogman. The Expo A's.
Expo A's. I get that.
Let's see. The Snowbird. Someone said the NAFTAs. Let's see. Is there any other good one? What is this one? Tampontreal X-rays.
Okay.
That's really stupid.
That's too much.
That's the Sacre Bleu one. All right. This one was the Monterays, which was a very big one. Or
the Monterays.
Or the X-rays.
X-rays.
Is there?
No.
The Monterays one is really good, though.
Monterey's is fine.
Yeah, like Monterey in California.
I like the Tampa Bay A's. I think that's the best one.
Well, I incorporated this.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
The Tampoutine Rays. Tampoutine
Rays.
And then I went Rays, but it's spelled R-E-H-S.
Okay.
Rays? A? I could have gone the Tampoutine A's I was thinking about. Tampoutine. That's the best one. Give me the credit.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than all that other crap that they had. They were all okay, but none of them was like, man, that's the one right there. That's the one. You got to do it.
This person's was the Tampa Bi Curious Expatriates. The Tampa Bay Expo Rays of Montreal. So,
Expo Rays of Montreal, yeah.
I thought my Tampoutine was so damn good. I mean, I got a lot, all of our followers liked it. Lots of our people liked it, but I didn't get any other love. Tampoutine A's?
It might be a bit long. It's a little bit wordy.
But they just had the Tampa Bay X-Rays of Montreal. Mine's not Tampoutine.
Well, what's the most wordy team in baseball? I mean, it used to be the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, but they just took away the Anaheim now that there's the LA Angels.
Tampoutine's not bad.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's the only positive thing that it gave at least 5 minutes of entertainment to everybody on Twitter for what is, I think, just the dumbest thing. And I know there's people, I have friends in our industry, a couple of people were defending it. And I feel bad for people that like the Rays. And some people see the logistics of like, well, you know, it's good for this reason. It's horrible for baseball. It's horrible for fans. You laid out, it's horrible for beat writers. It's horrible
for all the people involved in the organization. It might be okay for fans, but This is just not something you can do.
Tampa fans is the other thing, Bogman. Like, they don't deserve the team. That's the other thing. They don't deserve the team because they don't support them.
Yeah, moving to Montreal, but Montreal booted their team. They didn't want it. They couldn't afford it.
Puerto Rico will support them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do that.
All right, we'll be back. Tampoutine, eh? We'll be back. More in this league coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
That's where they should be moving the Tampoutine Rays. Capistrano. Hey, do you want to risk free wagers of up to $1,000? Well, go to pointsbet.com/grid. And open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, G-R-I-D, and you're going to get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet, which I love that. For example, if you bet the Rams -3 and they cover the spread by 7 points, you're going to receive 7 times your stake. Hello. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. Every time I see that read, I think of Risk Bucks because it's the 2 risk-free bets and then there's money and I think of Risk Bucks. I was told, by the way, Bucks.
Yeah, I was told the same thing.
Oh, you were? Okay, yeah. Our boy Jag, when we went out to see the Giants and Marco Luciano on Monday, he said, I have some working stuff on actual Risk Buck art. I'm very excited. I made
some suggestions. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Why you gotta be like that?
Because they're going to be offensive.
Why you gotta be like that?
Because they're going to be offensive.
They're actually not. I what I said was you should be on the dollar.
I agree.
You should make me on the 5 just because it's funny. I'd be worth more. No. And then Captain should be on the 100.
Yeah, I can.
I think that's funny. That. Just make captain on the 100.
But I do think we need to have somebody
has to be in the like the general outfit.
But
like
let's see. I would say Photoshop. We have to have like the George Washington hair and stuff photoshopped on us.
Well, I already have it. I'm pretty sure mine can be combed into it.
But we we have the art though, we have to figure out like what do we do? Like how do we put this thing together? Do we just have like sheets and make it like Monopoly money, and then we'll just sell
and
just
buy all the drugs? Right.
Yeah. We'll just figure out what to do.
Sell them in the Ozarks.
By the way, on this last break, I haven't laughed as hard, and maybe since the John Wick moment. Honestly, today I guess there's just a thing. The 3 minute show we just had in between breaks is the funniest stuff, and we can't do it on here.
Why would you even say that?
Because it was funny. It was hilarious.
It was very funny, but it is. Not repeatable at all.
Well, that's why we're not doing it. I'm just telling everyone. I guess what I want everyone to know is I'm having a great time. I'm having a really good time. We're having fun, even when baseball is really stupid. Like, go send them to Capistrano. I'm telling you, literally anywhere they could have said as a combo to Tampa Ray would have probably made more sense. Go to somewhere in Mexico, Puerto Rico, New Orleans, go down south. I don't know. Maybe something climately that is in a general vicinity.
New Orleans probably would be fairly strong.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Alabama has no major teams. Why not put a team in Alabama? Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Put them in Nashville. How about that?
Anything.
Pretty much anything you know but Tampa. Tampa is just not working.
This is what we didn't think of. This is baseball. This is what baseball wants. What they want is they're going to get double the jersey sales for this when they do this. That's all they care about. It's all about them jersey greenbacks.
Mm-hmm. You really think they're going to get double the sales? Because what I would think is
jerseys.
Let me just tell you this. If the Diamondbacks decided to play half their games in, Juneau, Alaska, for whatever reason, I would be out. I would punch right out. Yeah. I'd be done.
What if they were in Mexico, though?
Don't care. Doesn't matter. If half of their home games are not here,
I agree.
I don't care about this team anymore. I'm done.
Because it shows that. They don't care about the team.
They don't care about the team. They don't care about the community. No. I am absolutely out. I would be so pissed if I was a Tampa Bay Rays fan right now. I'd be very, very upset.
I think our guy Yancey just said, he tweeted, like, I'm dying inside as soon as it's an embarrassing thing for Tampa Bay Rays. But the problem is, and this is why they don't get a pass, because they don't show up for the damn games. No one's there. Like, we have this at Chase Field. Our stadium feels like it holds 70,000. I think it holds like 45,000 or something.
Well, it holds more than that. It holds close to 50 at full capacity.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of people have complained because that's too big for a stadium.
It is too big. But what both ways this works. It's too big, but then they also get like 12 to 16,000 people. Like, that's not great, but it's like a sellout compared to what the Rays are getting. And
right.
So we have some of those problems here, but it's not remotely close to it. If you don't go to the games, why wouldn't they do any? I don't know why the fight here is about getting a new stadium. Do they really think a new stadium is going to get people to show up?
That's because ridiculous. I don't think it is, because from whatever everything that I've heard about the stadium is it's impossible to get to. There's no parking, and the area where they put the stadium was terrible.
Okay.
And
the Marlins, you just explained the Oakland A's, the worst stadium. It's impossible to get to, and it's in Oakland. It's in Alameda. Right. Have you ever been there? It's horrific.
Yeah,
and all
if you
of it.
Get I've been, stabbed, right.
I have been there. That's the stadium I grew up on. Every bit of it is horrible. Yet people flock to the stadium to watch A's because they care and support the team. They do not. Tampa
they flock
has
to the stadium to watch the A's. Are
they
you
flock.
Sure?
It's a flock of A's, Bogman. But Tampa has the thing that we have. There's just, it's too much of a night culture. They don't care about baseball enough there. They're fans.
The Rays played at Oakland yesterday. Do you tell me how many people showed up?
Well, who's going to, A's fans don't need to see the Rays.
The Rays are pretty good right now.
I don't know. What's their average attendance?
I don't know what it is. I just see the attendance for last night's game, random game.
I bet it's 9,000.
12,000.
See? Better. Look at that. Well, things are looking up.
Yeah. Diamondbacks played the Rockies last night.
I bet that was pretty good.
And I'm going to look. Oh.
I bet that was 16,000. Uh-oh.
23,000.
All right. See?
There's no way 23,000 people in the stadium last night. Not a chance.
I knew some people that were using a suite. They probably tripled those numbers. It's like, yeah, we got like 12,000.
The game before was 21,000. The game that I was at, I tell you what, that was on Tuesday. First pitch, it was a ghost town. Like the players could have heard me from the second deck. And this is 23,000 in that game, too. There's no way. Maybe there is a way because our stadium is so big, it actually looks empty when there's a decent amount of people there.
There's nothing that Tampa can do that is going to change that team. Here's the only thing. They can win all year, and then in August or September, people will start coming out if they're an obvious playoff team. I just don't think. They've got Wander Franco coming in a couple years. Oh, great. That's all exciting. They had the Cy Young winner last year. There's nothing this they're going to do to just get the city behind it. What is the average attendance of the Rays? Am I making this up?
I'll have to look it up.
I'm not making up that the Rays still are not supported by their city.
Yeah, I mean, they're not. You can see on TV that they're not supported.
I want to compare the Marlins to. I want to know the Marlins comparative to the Rays and either equal the Diamondbacks.
For combined. 2019, the average attendance per game, why don't you take a crack? And I'll say that it's up from last year. For the Rays.
I would say it's 7,000.
No, it's actually double that. It's 14,546. Year one in 98, they averaged 30,000.
Yeah, they were in.
The next year, 19,000. 18, 16. So this is let's see, 2005 was their lowest ever. 14,095 people. But we're at 1,456.
What are the Marlins averaging?
Let me see.
Because... that's better than I thought. That's actually better. Maybe that's kind of that like media bias that you hear so much about how horrific the Rays attendance are. I mean, it is bad attendance. Don't get that wrong. The team also doesn't spend any of their money, and everyone gets pissy because of you go and look at, you know, the shared pool that's going on there. But the Rays manufacturer, they're a good team, by the way. All of this is just talking about the base. The Rays are fun to watch. The Rays know how to create a minor league system. They have talent coming up into the future. Are the Marlins the bad one?
Oh, they're the worst by almost by over 5,000, 9,378. And that's a brand new stadium. Like the Rays are actually good.
Well, and the Rays are winning. Some people are coming out.
Yeah, exactly. So Baltimore is at 16,000, Pittsburgh 17, KC 17, Detroit, Oakland, Cleveland, Toronto, Chicago White Sox are down at 21. Cincinnati's 20,000. Arizona's 17. Not bad. Yeah. Wedged between the Rangers and the Twins. So
that's not bad.
Horrible.
I don't know. I just like give it to the Rays, give it to Montreal. Please don't do this splitting thing. It's just horrific. It's a horrific idea and I hate it.
Can you imagine an NFL team doing this?
Sure.
Like
it'd be horrible.
It made sense. When after Hurricane Katrina, right, New Orleans played a whole season in Oklahoma City, and then before going back, they did half and half of their games. That made sense. This makes no sense at all. It'll never happen. It's a ploy, and the Rays will move before they split a team. And to be honest, I would rather have, like, if the Diamondbacks were thinking about doing this thing, I would rather just have them move.
Yeah, and just tell me about it so I can stop supporting the fan base, too.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Just tell me they're going to move, and let's be over with. The Dodgers are – Dodgers average 47,000 people a game.
Really? I mean,
they're 5,000 more than the Yankees per game.
Yeah. I mean, it's no shock, too. Like, the microcosm of that is out here in spring training. When I go over to Camelback Ranch, you know, the Camelback Ranch has shared the White Sox and the Dodgers share. And they're within pretty easy walking distance if you're on the backfields. They're all next to each other pretty much. But during spring training, you know, like when the players are getting ready and doing their practice and whatnot, you go over to the White Sox, there's like, I don't know, 15, maybe 20, you know, White Sox fans that are kind of hanging out. You have easy access. You talk to players. Players are signing autographs. You go over to the Dodgers side where they have these like big, you know, these big metal fences that go between their complex into the fields. There are 300 to 400 people by the time the gates open, just waiting to get a glimpse at the Dodger fan. So, I mean,
and that's where you're there wearing your blue shirt.
No. Yeah. My blue shirt. What a scumbag you are.
You did it. You wore your Dodgers.
I have a blue polo. I have a blue polo.
Turncoat.
I have a polo that I wore.
It's actually blue for the Cubs. It's not blue for the Dodgers. Everybody knows that.
Get it right. So. Yeah. And I was about to say, if we had to turn on our teams, you would just easily be like, I'm an Astros fan.
To be honest, I don't know. Like, ooh,
what would you be your team? Let's talk about that for a minute. What would be your team? Diamondbacks are moving to Juneau, Alaska. So you're out now. Who's the team you go to? Your hometown is in Texas, so Houston's the team. But who else is an option? The Pirates?
Yeah.
Let's build the top three. Let's get your top three, and then we'll decide, and then we'll pick mine. So are Astros in your top three?
Yeah, Astros definitely. To be honest, it would probably be the Astros or nobody. I just can't imagine supporting another team.
Well, but let's create it. So, I mean, well, I feel like you just answered it instead of playing the game. Thanks.
I understand. But like, I'm just trying to put together like,
the Pirates? You literally said when we talked, I don't know if it's on this show where someone was, I think it was Dan Fu, wanted to have the Welsh has a day off GoFundMe of me going to Chicago and going to the Cubs stadium and all that. And I'm like, hey, Bugs,
stadium I wanted to see. I said wanted to see PNC.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You said
because
the
stadium itself is beautiful. But I like second on that list to me would be whatever they're calling Pac Bell now, Oracle, where the Giants play. Because everyone talks about how amazing that stadium is. It doesn't mean I'm going to go like the Giants.
So what's a third option? If you have, would it be the Rangers, another Texas team? Would it be Pittsburgh?
Honestly, probably the Padres because they're the closest.
Okay, so Padres, Pirates, and Astros. When you look at that, especially with the upcoming Padres, now that you're not a Diamondback fan, who do you go to?
I'd probably be the Astros. I just don't know. To be honest, I think I would be watching Game of the Day every single day, which might be more fun to just watch whatever the best team, the best game is, like the two best pitchers or whatever. And not care at all, but... I don't know. I like being behind a team. I like being behind the D-backs. I hope they never move. I do think the dumbest thing that the Diamondbacks have done recently, and they're doing it again tonight, why is the roof still open? It is June.
I don't know.
The roof is open. You can see the heat trails in the camera when between each pitch. Why is the roof still open? And then they turn the AC on, too. So it's just ridiculous to me.
So since you asked me who my three would be, Boggs.
It's the A's.
Well, because I think the A's are on there.
That's your three.
Because I grew up on the A's.
It's let me tell you who it is. It's Dylon, because it's the Oakland A's and nobody else.
No, but okay, so you have the Oakland A's. But then you have the Cubs, because you say I'm a known Cubs lover.
Yes.
The third team, though.
Say the Dodgers were done.
No, I'm not saying the Dodgers. Okay. I might say the Padres. You know how much I've covered the Padres. I think they legitimately could be thrown into there. Who would my third team be?
It would be the Oakland/Vegas A's.
It probably would have to be the A's because that is the team I grew up on. But they're just so not fun to watch. Sure do like those Cubs.
Well, the A's. What if the A's pick up and move to Vegas with the Raiders? Well, I mean... Would you just be a Vegas fan?
That'd be a slap in my face because like it's a lasting memory of like my grandfather. He loved the A's. That was one of the few things the whole family got together and loved together were the A's. And I went to games with him and we would talk about the A's and stuff like that. Like he's already losing the Raiders. That was his other love. If the A's were gone too, it's just like, well, what's the point? Screw you guys. And I hate the Giants. The only thing I liked about the Giants ever was Barry Bonds, which is odd. But, I'm a San Francisco fan of the 49ers, but I never really liked the Giants team. So I probably it would be A's. And if I lost the A's, it might legitimately be the Cubs.
It's just funny that like if the Diamondbacks were to move, you would go to the A's. And then to be honest, I feel like the A's have a better shot of moving out of Oakland than the Diamondbacks have of moving out of Arizona.
Every team I go to, just they move away and they're stranding teams. So.
Maybe it's time to just quit picking teams. So,
yeah, maybe. That's
ours. Pick the Cubs, everybody would be like, oh, God, where are they going?
Yeah, exactly. Please don't pick the Cubs. Please don't. all right, that was fun. I mean, I think it's interesting to talk about. If Rays fans actually legitimately have to start thinking about this. Maybe even making new investments, honestly. unless they're comfortable with their team being part Canadian and part Floridian.
Floridian. I tell you what, if you are an A's fan, you should probably watch what you take over the counter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Why?
Unlike Frankie. Oh, Montes.
Frankie Montes. Yeah. He took he took something like ostrich something.
Ostrich. He took ostrich eggs. I thought they used those eggs to fertilize velociraptor eggs.
It was like osterine, or it's a PED.
And he's trying to become a velociraptor. Is what you're saying.
Well, he's going to have to do it not in games because he's suspended for being a big fat cheater. And he did the bit, though. I appreciate that he did the bit where he's like, I don't know what I took. And I'm so sorry that I take responsibility because I
will
respect
you ever baseball. Believe that? Like, I just don't think we can. Right.
Nope. It's a joke. And it's not like he took a PED.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, there's like this little thing. Oh, it is a PED you took.
My favorite one is the ones where like, yeah, that was from like 20 years ago and you have to inject it.
Yeah.
So there's no way he took it on
that. By the way, would you believe that he's having a career year? He's having one of the best seasons. He's become a fantasy asset. Everyone's trying to trade for a big shock. 80 games. Peace out, Frankie. We'll see you later. All right. We're going to be back here in just a second. We'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about the All-Star game. I hate that, but there's one thing that's going to be exciting. We'll be back in sleep.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party.
You can do it over on patreon.com/ITL Army. That is where we live. That's where our secret shows live. They are now up to 4 a month. Different kinds.
It's where my apartment is.
Where your apartment is?
Yeah, you said this is where we live.
Oh, yeah.
It's where my apartment is.
Yeah, yep. That's true. We do the secret shows. We do the chats. I just did a chat on Friday. We've got the group rooms.
What was the oddest question someone asked you? Was there a really strange one?
Yeah, I think there was. Let me go back and look at it. Because there was something. Because I got another little super secret on the DL. Very, very super secret chat thing that I'd asked a few questions on. And a couple people, this wasn't on this chat, super, super top secret. And someone asked me a really weird question based on something I said, but,
let me look here. A really weird question.
Well, it was like, I was quizzing people to be like, hey, you know, what do you think about, what do you think maybe this could be over here? I don't want to give it all away. And then these guys just started throwing out these podcast names.
They think you were going to be on the Seahawkers.
Yeah. It's a good ride. I completely forgot. We just did that whole bit about the awards. I'm not seeing them though. I will say Jesse Severe said, how about that Cam Johnson? Huh? That was one of his questions. So I was like,
he got to hear you on Tilt. Yeah. Like, I was doing the live stream and you called. And then you actually hung up on me this time.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Unexpected. You get a good laugh, yeah, that was good. Yeah. And I said, that guy, like, draft day is supposed to be fun, supposed to be a great time. I know you don't like your picks, but they made a couple. Other pick was fine, right? The back one?
No, you didn't like cares? It? No, but who cares?
All right.
No, they're horrible. Every decision they've made. What's the decision you're like, well, Sun's really like turning around? What's that one?
I don't have one for you.
Jonas Nader on hour one. If you missed it, go back and listen. Because as he said, the Suns traded TJ Warren, Jared Culver, and I don't even remember to just get Dario Saric and, stupid Cam Johnson. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Everything sucks. But I will say on the chat, I had a good... a good spread of different questions. Our boy Miles asked about my Mason Dixon line of quarterbacks this year. We had Jag asking about how excited you were to see Keanu. We had,
of course,
Michael Porter dynasty questions for basketball. We had prospect stuff, baseball stuff. I mean, it literally was all over the board. It was good stuff.
So good stuff.
Those are some things we do. Like I said before, we've also got the GroupMe rooms. I think if anything, there's a lot of stuff to chew on here if you're an In This League fan. And frankly, you know, we even have the lowest levels, but they get the chats every single week. Now, $5 probably get the absolute best value with the secret shows, the prospect lists, the live streams, all that type of cool stuff. So patreon.com/ITL Army.
So much fun.
So much fun. Little plug for us. Got to do you sometimes, Bogman.
That's right. Sometimes you got to do you. Like Vlad Jr.'s just got to be in that home run derby, son.
It's the
let's go.
Only good piece of news for the All-Star game that I'm excited about. I wish we would get all the cool young guys. Yeah, if Pete Alonso is not in this All-Star game, it is.
I think he said he wanted to be, well, not in the All-Star game, but in the,
I mean, in the home run derby. Didn't they change it? Doesn't the champion win $1 million?
$1 million bucks. Yeah.
Every single one of these young guys should want. Austin Riley, Pete Alonso should be front of line.
We want to do a AAA one?
They should be like the guys that are trying to get their autographs. They should be getting there 6 hours early to get in line to be the first to do the home run derby because they're making nothing. They're making nothing right now.
I got a text from our buddy Collings because now, you know, it was funny because I traded Pete Alonso for Jose Barrios and I had too many first basemen.
Did you trade it to him?
Yes, to him. Okay. And it was like the first Barrios start I got, of course, got blown up. And then Pete Alonso, he was only like 4 of 24 for Collings, but all four of those were bombs. And then he keeps hitting home runs. And every time we say in our ball bag episodes to trade Pete Alonso, he hits three more home runs. And somebody pointed it out. I was kind of waiting for somebody to do it. And somebody finally pointed it out. And I was like, yeah, but there's a whole second half of the season. And then when I said that, he has hit five home runs since then. He won't stop hitting home runs.
But it's guess ridiculous. What? You've got to trade him right now. He's already at like 30. Is he going to hit 60? Is he going to hit 60?
Dude, he's on pace to hit like 56 right now.
The only point that we were ever making was redraft. Unlike Bogman, I wouldn't have been trading his ass in Keeper Dynasty.
Well, I have. Let me go look.
I mean, I didn't kill you for that trade because you did get Barrios, but still it was like, I don't know. Alonzo,
man. Well, it'll make sense when you hear my list of first basemen that I have.
Yeah, so, you probably have good ones, but honestly, are they going to be better than Alonso at this point?
Anthony Rizzo, Cody Bellinger, CJ Cron, Matt Olson.
Okay, yeah, I mean,
I only start three of them, so I have to have, like, I've had,
how did you get Olson?
Matt Olson on the bench, and he hit a bomb.
What league is this?
This is my Ruben Boob.
Oh, this is a Ruben. Well, I don't care about the Ruben Boob. So,
I also have Ketel Marte, who got hurt yesterday. Machado, Tim Anderson, Max Kepler, Chris Bryant. Yeah, my team's pretty good.
Will you be honest with me just one time? You're not looking forward to any of this All-Star stuff, are you?
The home run derby, I am.
Okay, but I'm always looking forward
to the home run derby.
Okay, but not the game, right?
No, like, I like going to the game. It's a fun baseball experience. It's not like I was ever like, oh, I got to watch the All-Star game because it's so impressive.
But you're over it now, though. You're over, like, spending any dollars to go.
I have no money. So
but
yes,
if you I'm did, over. Would you be doing that?
I, to be honest, I'd probably go if my friends were going. Like, it was fun to go with my buddies, with my buddy Joe, my buddy Chad. Like, that was fun to go to. But
so much fun.
Yeah, it was more fun to go hang out with them than it was like, oh, look, I'm not down there getting autographs from anybody ever. So I've never been like, oh, look, I got to see the amazing players. It was cool to see Derek Jeter's last All-Star game. That was the one in Minneapolis.
Now, your bit is you go into the adult establishment and be like, I own a website.
That was my bit in 2010. That was it's literally 9 years ago.
I dropped that website. Hey, honey, what do you do? Hold on. I keep shaking my ass. I own a website.
Yeah. I work at a pizza place. Sounds much better than that, right? I own a website. It's called weirdholes.com. I just got charged.
I'm making fun of you.
You owe me money, by the way. You owe me $9. It's $18.
But I'm making fun of you. I would have done the same thing. I would have been like,
exactly.
Yeah, but it's just for some reason, you doing it is.
Well, right. Because it's not you and it's embarrassing to me.
It's great. You'd be like, oh, what do you do? I feel your hesitation. You're like, ah, on a website, important sports website.
On a website.
Like, oh, like ESPN? You're like, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called shmeshmen.com.
I own another one, honey, that you could be a part of, weirdholes.com. We do own that one, though.
Yeah, well,
we need a web developer.
You send me the $9 or else I own it. So $9. Let's go.
You sent me $20 for a lost bet on the Dark Phoenix.
I sent it right over to you.
You did. You
absolutely
did.
Send me my $9.
I'll send it over. I sent you over your
account. I looked on GoDaddy and it said that it's worth $1,100.
Can we sell it?
Send me the $9 and I'll sell it and we can split it. If you don't send me the $9 by Monday, I'm going to sell it and take all the money myself.
Oh, no.
$9.
What are you trying to
do
to me?
This is costing you $9. You better sell it.
It's like a scam you're pulling on me. You're like $9 to get $600 potentially if we sell it.
Excuse me, friend. I am Prince in Nigeria. I just need you to send me $9 and I'll send you $600.
I have a baseball team in Tampa Bay and Montreal and all I need is that I'm going to send it right now. So
that's
hold on.
Still my favorite thing that James Veitch has that whole thing about the spam people. I'm a prince in this country, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm in. And they just start exchanging emails. It's so funny. It's a goofy TED talk. He did another thing with the pranks that he pulls on his roommates where he just has like 1,000 rubber ducks in the bathroom. And they're like, look, you got to get rid of like half these ducks. They got to go. All right. We have too many ducks in the bathroom. So he takes out like he had like 10 of them. So he takes out 5 and then he replaces them with 5 giant ones. And then he keeps negotiating with them the whole time. And then he eventually just has an inflatable duck that won't even fit the bathroom in there. So
did you check your PayPal?
I didn't. I'm looking right now. Let's see. I got an email and a PayPal notice. You've got money. $9 from Chris Real last name.
Hey.
No,
you know what we should do? We should do a whole secret show of us trying to sell the website.
We should just make an infomercial.
We should do an infomercial.
Nick Allen.
Yeah, we'll do a video. We'll be like, hi, everybody. I'll get Nick Allen.
I was wondering if you're going to catch
that. I got that one. Like, hey, Bogman, we got a really great website. Are you ready to talk about it? You'd be like, sure we are, Welsh. We've got weirdholes.com. And if you act right now, you can get the .net too. We don't know.
I don't have the .net. No. I just have the .com.
All right. So up for sale right now, weirdholes.com.
That's right.
I do feel like we're missing an opportunity, but we just don't have a web developer. So.
No, I do get, I haven't checked that email in a long time, the GoDaddy email, but the last time I looked, every single email was from a Chinese web developer that wanted to help me make the best porn site ever.
What do we do, by the way? Do we like put that up on a market?
I don't know. There's a button on GoDaddy that says list for sale.
Oh.
So I'm just going to go to that now and click list for sale.
Are you gonna do it right now?
Do it right now.
Put up for $1,000.
A grand.
Can we put the price?
I don't know. I've never done this before. So
let's make some money, man.
Yeah.
We're going to sell this thing. We're going to start thinking of all the weird stuff. We're going to just buy them all up and then we'll resell them. We're going to find a business. This is like 1999 all over again. This is the .com bubble we're doing here.
Yeah, let's go.
I like it. So what is your ideal home run derby? Because like here's what I have to have. I have to have Joey Gallo, who, by the way, is just rehabbing out here in Arizona. We have Vlad. I have to have Pete Alonso. So I've got those. I really want Ronald Acuna. I think Ronald Acuna in that bat speed, I would really like to see him out there. I want one of Judge or Stanton. I'd like one of them.
I want Stanton.
Who else do we need? And are you with the 5 that I've picked?
All right, you're going to have to give me the 5 again because I'm over here trying to list this. I can set a price. Okay. It's $1,000. Now I have to add an account to be paid to.
Does it have a suggestion of how much we should put it up?
It said $1,140.
That's how much it suggested.
That's how much it said. Yeah, so they're getting a deal.
So let's go. This act now. Act now while the price is right. $1,000.
$1 million.
We'll take 500 bucks a piece. All right, so my suggestions, we already have Vlad. I need Gallo, I need Alonso, I need Acuna, and then I'm going to just say I want Judge. So that's my five so far. We need eight though, right?
Is it eight? Yeah, you're right. No, it's eight.
So who else do we need?
Total. I think it might be eight total.
Oh yeah, eight people.
Four and four?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you were just saying AL players.
No,
are those guys? Acuna was the only AL player, right?
Well, he's NL with Alonso.
Well, that's what I meant. For the Braves.
Yeah, Alonso plays for the NL.
Okay.
So you
all right. I'm just making things up.
So you have Vlad, Gallo, and Judge on the AL. So one more AL and two more NL.
All right. NL, how about Harper?
Okay.
Still hits long bombs.
Yeah.
Still need that.
Okay, I'm good with that. So we need one more NL and one more AL.
One more NL. Bellinger.
Oh, God, I have Cody. Good call. All right, Cody. That's set. That's our NL home run derby. It's Acuna. Who the hell is it? Bellinger, Acuna, Alonso, and Harper.
And Harper, yes.
So AL is Gallo, Judge.
Stanton.
Judge. All right, Gallo, Judge. Vlad.
Stanton and Vlad.
And then, they're not going to have Stanton and Judge. We just get one of them. And then who's the other guy?
Then it's Stanton.
No, not Stanton. We'll get Stanton instead of Judge. Who cares?
Yeah, Stanton.
A Yankees hitter. Who's number four for the AL?
TJ Kron's hit a bunch of bombs. So is Max Kepler.
Him and his big head. I don't want that.
No Max Kepler. Ooh,
Chris Davis.
Oh, okay. Chris Davis has been banged up this year, though.
Yeah, he's probably.
I don't know if he's going
to
want to play.
What about young guys? I want young guys to win the money.
What? Then go watch the AAA home run derby. What are you doing?
Well, I want the young guys to win. I want Vlad to be out there. Oh, Eloy Jimenez.
Eloy.
Can I get Eloy Jimenez?
Yeah, I mean, he did have that natural, you remember the one where he knocked the light out? Love that.
Yeah, I like that.
Love that.
I like that. I want them to do the skills competition, too. Like, on the field. Like, they have a point system where you can hit targets. They do that in the AFL out here for the All-Star game where they put a bunch of targets out and you get points and stuff.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
And then what I'd like them to do is not play the All-Star game and not have to deal with voting and not have to be embarrassed when fans vote in the dumbest players, and it's a joke, and I hate it, and I hate the game. There's nothing worthwhile about the game.
The game is fine.
It's a break for me. It's a vacation.
As long as it doesn't count for anything, you're absolutely right about that. Like, it has to not count. So, the having the All-Star game, relay with the home field advantage in the World Series was always so stupid.
Yeah.
Just whatever team is best. That's what we want.
I don't know. I mean, we got to go to break here in a second. I don't know. Do we need to talk voting? Is the voting horrible? I assume it's horrible. I assume the fans are just doing a god awful job.
It's not as bad as it has been. Like, at first base in the AL, they've got Voit, Kron, and Santana. So actually guys that have been playing well. LaStella and LeMahieu are in at second base. Hunter Dozier's in there at third. Gio or Urshela, give me a break. Jorge Polanco's on the list at shortstop.
All right, it's not bad. All right, well, here, we got to get a break. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll talk about it.
You love it when I list players.
I do love when you list players. You list them through the break. You'll probably keep going. So we'll be right back.
Josh Bell, Anthony Rizzo, Freddie Freeman, Moustakas, Albie.